We're back in session. We'll ask board members whether there's any questions on the road program. Does any board member have any questions? Board Member Gustee.
Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate a comment I had made after your presentation for the benefit of the public members here, and that I'm glad to see that even though we started off talking about Forest Service, I'm glad to see that you identified Bureau of Land Management as a potential partner and collaborator in this process, because as I shared with you, Maggie, you know, I just before the meeting, I looked up the Arcata, Ukiah, and Alturas district offices for BLM, and collectively those three districts represent almost 1 million acres in our region. So they are big players. A lot of their lands are, especially down in the Ukiah area, are heavily used by OHV use, heavily used, and they're aware of it, and they've been working hard on their road program. So I think it's a good opportunity to just become second nature. When you talk about the Forest Service, talk about BLM and reach out to them and get them involved. So I know they'll be very supportive of what you're trying to do.
Any other board members' question or comment? Jeff?
Yeah, Mr. Corbett, thanks. You know, as someone that designs sediment management plans for rivers to help fisheries and geomorphic processes, I would be remiss if I didn't help try to bring up that I think what we're really talking about is fine sediment impacts. And I know that that's kind of a moving target in defining fine sediment because it varies from basin to basin to basin. What is fine? What's that cutoff? There's ways to normalize that. There's ways to be on the same page with respect to that. But really what we're talking about are what those fine sediment impacts are, clearly for water quality impacts, biological impacts. So maybe just for future consideration, maybe we could try to tease that designation out as we move forward with it. I don't say go back and rewrite everything that you're doing to try to split that out, but I know that that's, I think, what the intent is. So just so somebody doesn't get dinged by using the general term sediment in the future and getting hamstrung by the language that doesn't allow them to do something beneficial for doing something on a, you know, coarser scale. Okay, thanks.
All right, any other questions or comments? Well, I want to thank you for a very thorough presentation. We have one member from the public. Is Grace Bennett in the audience? And then I believe you're a member of the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors?
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you for taking the personal time to come.
Yes, I am. I was on the Waurika City Council for 12 years. And currently in my second term as supervisor representing the Waurika area. But my grandchildren are seventh generation Siskiyou Countyans.
Please state your name for the record.
Yeah. My name is Grace Bennett. And my primary concerns today is the 5C program. That is one program that really, really does work. They have very limited funding. And we need to stress that they encourage anyone that is in control of funding to get them more funding, because it does work. They've recently did a 10-year report on their activities, and the things that they do really promotes road repair, road management, inventories of roads, fixing culverts, replacing with bridges, maintaining the entrances to the main flows for creeks and streams. I want to talk a little bit about fires. Siskiyou County had over 200,000 acres burnt. Portions of it were private. Those portions are now being logged and worked on, and the timber companies that are involved are in the process of getting the logs out and doing all of the necessary work to reestablish and protect them and plant timber. It's necessary on the Forest Service lands to get the timber out before it loses its economic value, and work closely with them to get the restoration and the trees planted. The other thing that I want to talk about, and I talked about a little bit at our board meeting on Tuesday, was we've been involved in a couple of studies about how much water trees use, and with this current disaster in Siskiyou County, it's a perfect opportunity to study how much new water comes back into the creeks and rivers and how much water is going to be reestablished in some of the springs and other areas throughout the county. And I think this is the perfect opportunity to document that in some way. I've talked to Patty Grantham, our Klamath National Forest supervisor in this area, and she is going to work on those and see if there is a way that they can document more of that water that the trees have been using that will now be in the ground. So, and I hope that I've explained that correctly so that you understand what I'm saying. I'm concerned about the Klamath TMDL because these fires will put more sediment, there'll be more use and on the ground, and there needs to be some sort of a waiver for at least the next 5 years so that the sediment that comes off of these burned areas do not count against the farmers and ranchers that have worked so hard in our area to make improvements. Earlier you talked about marijuana and the damage that it does. This is an article that was in our recent paper about the fishers. Siskiyou County is one of the places that California Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife trap fishers and take them to other areas. We have an abundance here in Siskiyou County. So I want that in the record too. This is a column that it's a letter to the editor from Chuck Bonham, and it is a thank you to our farmers and ranchers during the drought on all the work that they did putting extra water in the creeks and rivers to help the fish. And it is very apparent in the Shasta River. The last count was about 5,000 fish, the last count that I have come up the river so far this year. So the programs that we are working on and the things that we are doing in both the Shasta and the Scott are paying off in fish returning to our area. So those are the things that I would wanted to tell you today.
Thank you. I wanted to concur with you on the 5 county, and it's so efficient and it's so cheap that it's hard to attract the attention of grant funders for it, but they ought to go. They're getting the best bang for their buck. Right. And so I think it's a great program, and we do notice the fish count. So.
Thank you.
Okay. We have one other public comment. That's Sari Summerstrom. And I want to also, just for board members who don't know, she was formerly on the North Coast Regional Water Quality
Very
Control
briefly.
Board. And I had just yesterday, I, oddly enough, was going through emails that I kept over all the years because I was fond of them. One of them was from you. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much. My gosh. I'm Sari Sommerstrom. I'm speaking for myself. I didn't intend to speak on this issue, but several flags popped up during the presentations, and I just thought, my background is that I've worked on roads for about 15 years between 1990 and about 2005 when I moved on to other issues. But with the French Creek Watershed Advisory Group, which is in Scott River, 20,000 acres subwatershed that was a model for cooperative road management, and the Board of Forestry used that as a case study, and we collaboratively did work on road work on county forest service, timber company, and private roads, and successfully, based on monitoring, succeeded beyond our wildest dreams about minimizing sediment levels. So I think you have a very good model here in your own backyard on that. The other thing, I also worked with 5 counties for 10 years and helped write their O2 manual. which definitely needs updating, but it was a very good beginning point, and I did a lot of workshops with training on their road crew people, and we really saw the difference that training sessions did with them getting on the ground and seeing different counties and what they did and traveling around to the different counties and seeing what worked. And so I was glad to see that you're going to do rural roads education and outreach, because those training sessions can work if done repeatedly and seen as believing, and then you bring that back. But some of the lessons I had learned from those experiences of road work is that you need to set priorities, because the geologic hazard for your road erosion is very different. As you know, the coastal Franciscan is much more prone to heavy erosion than eastern Siskiyou County is. And secondarily, you've got the decomposed granitic soils, which are also highly erosive. And you add rainfall events to those natural hazards, then those should be your priorities for where you're working on all your permitting issues, and rather than a one-size-fits-all. And my sense is that there's still a one-size-fits-all on how the permitting conditions are being placed on it. And then you have drought years where you have no major storm events, and so why do you have to spend the money on an annual erosion assessment? We had almost no rain this last year here. Why would you have to do an erosion assessment? Save your money for when you really have the storm-related events that you need to go back and evaluate. Again, the training is very important and needs to be continued, because you have turnover of employees, and so just because you did it once every 10 years doesn't mean that that's engaged. But and then the training session that worked best, the same thing for rural roads, the same thing, slope, geologic hazard, and the risk is where you would spend your proportional energy, rather than Shasta Valley or Scott Valley. The flat parts is not where you need to deal with your rural roads and have the same conditions as you would on a steeper slope where you have high rainfall. And so I'm just encouraging you from the assessments we've done of where to spend your energy and your limited staff time, and where money needs to be targeted even within the five counties. There's certain areas that need it more than others.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that a recommendation to the five counties or to the regional board or both of us on priorities?
I think five counties probably already knows
about
that. So it's
well,
to you.
Well, you might want to just draw a line just on the few criteria you had and say, here's how you could implement it, just so that we get it in an action form. That's.
You mean an email or a letter?
Yeah, an email.
Okay.
With an email. I'll end with an email.
And he'll keep it, too.
Yeah. All right, I believe that concludes the public comments on roads. So then the next item will be really an update on the Klamath.